You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Following our previous discussion with Ricardo, we had an additional chat with Dr. Paula O'Kane, a senior lecturer from the University of Otago, regarding Public Service Minister and Minister of Finance Nicola Willis announcing clampdowns on work-from-home arrangements for public sector employees. This comes a day after Nicola Willis announced that she had instructed public service department heads to restrict the number of work-from-home days given to employees, to reduce them from a default entitlement to a special arrangement to be formally agreed upon by employers, and requiring agencies to regularly report on the number of work-from-home days given to employees. Here is our interview with Dr. Paula O'Kane for an expert opinion on Nicola Willis's announcement.
What were your initial thoughts about Nicola Willis's decision to clamp down on work-from-home arrangements?
I have to admit that I thought it was quite reactionary. I was just like, oh no, here we go again, organizations putting a blanket rule in place without really thinking it through.
What kind of an impact do you think reduced work-from-home arrangements will have for those working in the public sector?
I think there's a number of potential impacts that it could have. You could potentially lose a lot of your really good talent who've been used to doing some form of working from home, who like working from home and who actually thrive whenever they're working from home. I think you're going to also have people feeling quite disheartened. They're going to be coming to work potentially on days whenever they don't want to be in the office, that they would be more productive individually working at home. I think you're just going to find more lowered morale in a workforce that's already facing a lot of extra workload burdens.
Do in-office arrangements have any direct impact on productivity and focus?
There is a lot of mixed research out there in terms of whether being in the office, just being at home, actually increases productivity. Some research suggests that working from home helps people's productivity because they can concentrate more. Other research says that we need to be together to be more creative and innovative. So there's not one answer to that question. You've got to really look at the situation of your organisation, your business and your employees. And for one person, we might find that a couple of days working from home reduce levels of stress associated with being at the office. For someone else, it might be that if they're working from home too much, they feel socially isolated. So one size fits all blanket rule doesn't work particularly well.
What do you make of Nicola Willis's statement saying that in-office arrangements are better for team building between employees?
Potentially she could be correct, but it's not the only way to create camaraderie between employees, and we can still have in-office arrangements a few days a week. It doesn't have to be the entire week. So while she may not be wrong in what she's saying, there are lots of different ways to build teams that doesn't involve people being in the office 5 days a week.
Additionally, what do you make of her statement saying that in-office arrangements would benefit the economy by increasing activity in commercial areas?
I would suggest there's not a lot of evidence to actually support that. I would like to see where and how she thinks that can happen. So I think that that's potentially a step too far without actually doing your research to see if it would increase that productivity.
At the moment, given the current state of the public services, how feasible is it for public sector employees to have reduced work-from-home arrangements?
I presume that people are used to having some level of working from home. Traditionally, public sector employees often had more flexibility than private sector employees. And so working from home, particularly post-pandemic, became much more normalized. So I think it's really hard to drag people back into the office who don't want to be there. So I think trying to do that is going to have a lot of negative consequences that potentially haven't been fully thought through.
And lastly, is there anything you think the government could be doing to increase productivity without compromising employees' entitlements to work from home?
So I think that's a really huge question. But we know certain things around ensuring that people have the right tools and technology to do their jobs well, that they've got the right information, that they are well managed. So having good performance management systems in place where people have strong and understandable and achievable goals, and that they're held accountable to those goals, can really help to improve productivity. So I think it's actually that management and leadership part of the equation that becomes really important in increasing productivity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.